11th parak of Ksuvas Mishnah Dalad, talking about halachos of collection of the Ksuv. Almana shayisik Ksuvas Masayim. The Ksuv was worth 200. Umocha shavim mona b'masayim. She sold a piece of property that was worth one mana for two manas. Or shavim masayim b'mana. Or she sold a property that was worth 200 for half price for mana. Either way, niskabel Ksuvas. And the first case is she said that the maisha she got a 200. He gained from it, his family gained from it because this field was really worth one. Who cares? She got her 200. Another case is she got from them something worth 200. She sold it below price and she didn't get the full value, but the maisha she took from them something which is worth 200. If you took from them, they're not required to pay you more than the full value of the ksuvah. So in both cases, kav ksuvosa. Eis ksuvosa mone. She ksuvah was a mone. There's a letter to Sefer to the ksuvah. It's worth a full mone. Umacha shav mone. Vedina b'mone, she sold a little bit more than the amount of profit she was entitled to. A dinar worth is a hundredth more than she was entitled to. She's only entitled to sell one dinar, one mana's worth. Mecher batel, a mecher is batel because she sold a profit that she does not have. She's not entitled to sell. So if you sell one piece of property that's a little bit bigger than you can sell, the whole thing goes off because the person bought it as one chunk. Even if she says, you know what, Yoshim, let this deal go through. You lost that Adina because I sold a little bit more property than I should have. I'll pay you back the value of that. Still, they're not required to take back the money. They can say we want the property. Gamliel says, no, the sale does go through. And she just pays back the Yoshim, the difference in the price. Why? Unless the difference in price was enough to have a field which is 9 kavim. 9 kavim is the minimum size of the field. So if she sold more than the amount that she had to sell, and the amount more than she had to sell was the size of a minimal full field, then then she has to give that back, because they could say, well, you took a whole full field, we don't want the money, we want the field itself. But if it's just a drop more, which has no value to them, they can't use it in the field anyway, so then it says, Rav Shimon Gamliel, just leave the sale as is, and she'll pay them back the difference. And that's Bagina Bas Chatzikav, if it's a vegetable patch, then the size of it is a Chatzikav, that's the minimum size of such a field. Kadiv Rabbi Kiva, Beis Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva holds that the minimum size of a vegetable patch is a quarter of a cow. An area to plant a quarter of a cup. Hoisik suvasa ba meya zuz. If her suva is worth 400 zuz, a mocha lezeb amana, lezeb amana, laachon yof amana vedina amana, she's owed 400 zuz. So she sold one field for a mana, another field for a mana. And the third person she sold a little bit too much, a mana vedina for a mana. So basically, shalachon batl shalkulam mechum kaim. If she sold it in bits and pieces, so the parts that she sold at price, the right amount, those mechiras go through. But the last person she sold it to, which she sold more than she was entitled to, that mechira goes off and the other ones stay intact.